from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting live. Hundreds of people, including family, friends, and admirers, gathered Wednesday for a memorial service for Heather Heyer, the woman who was killed Saturday when a car was driven into a crowd of protesters in Charlottesville, Virginia. Police allege a suspected neo-Nazi was driving the car. He has been charged with second-degree murder. The 32-year-old woman was among hundreds of people who protested white supremacists, Klansmen, and neo-Nazis. Her father, Mark Heyer, spoke at the service on Wednesday.
She wanted equality. And in this issue of the day of her passing, she wanted to put down hate. And for my part, we just need to stop all this stuff and just forgive each other.
President Trump continues to face a barrage of criticism for his contention that both white supremacists and counter-protesters were to blame for the deadly violence that erupted last weekend in Charlottesville. On Wednesday, the president announced that he had dissolved two business advisory committees composed of top American corporate executives after at least seven CEOs announced they were resigning from the councils because of his remarks. In announcing her resignation from Trump's Manufacturing Jobs Initiative, before he disbanded it, the Campbell Soup CEO Denise Morrison said, "Racism and murder are unequivocally reprehensible and are not morally equivalent to anything else that happened in Charlottesville." You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. A United Nations representative in Sierra Leone said Wednesday he is losing hope that rescuers will find survivors after deadly mudslides in the capital killed more than 300 people. Sunil Saigal, the UN resident coordinator, that is, for Sierra Leone, told the British broadcaster Sky News that he believes rescue operations will soon cease as the hope of finding further survivors diminishes. Kenya's opposition leader says he will go to the Supreme Court to challenge the results of last week's presidential election, in which incumbent Uhuru Kenyatta was declared the winner. Raila Odinga also said the opposition will preach peace, but reserves the right to assemble and protest. From Nairobi, the VOA's Jill Craig reports.
Since Friday, when Kenya's Electoral Commission announced President Uhuru Kenyatta had been reelected, opposition candidate Raila Odinga has been telling supporters to stay tuned for his NASA coalition's next steps. He ended the suspense Wednesday when he announced the coalition will take its case of what he called a stolen election to the Supreme Court, despite previous statements to the contrary.
"By going to court, we are not legitimizing misplaced calls as some observers for us to concede, but are seeking to give to those who braved the long lines in the morning chill and hot afternoon on Tuesday, August 8, 2017. Mothers with their children tied on their backs, the sick, people with disabilities, old and young, a chance to be heard."
Odinga asserts the voting system was hacked. These allegations led him to begin his announcement Wednesday by giving the title of his statement, "Kenyans Say No to Computer-Generated Leaders." Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
Iraq is looking for international help in gathering evidence against the Islamic State for possible charges of crimes against humanity. The Foreign Minister Ibrahim al-Jafari has sent a letter to United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres asking for, quote, international expertise in helping bring criminal charges against ISIS. Al-Jafari says Britain is working with Iraq on a Security Council resolution to start investigating the extremists. The human rights lawyer Amal Clooney represents members of Iraq's Yazidi community who were the victims of ISIS mass murder, rape, and kidnappings. You can find more on these and other stories from around the world, around the clock at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting live from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.